This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Last name is Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Date of birth is 3-4-1968. Date of evaluation is 11-22-2023. HPI history, page complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of schizophrenia. Peer patient has a history of intellectual disability. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 55 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 11-20-23 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that he has a fracture of left femur post-fall period. Patient has history of schizophrenia, vitamin D deficiency, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, neuropathy, hypertension, cerebral ischemia, muscle weakness. Patient is a poor historian, and it was difficult to get much information from him besides that he had a fall. He does talk to himself. He vaguely admitted to seeing a psychiatrist, but was unable to provide any details. His chart indicates that he was admitted here on Abilify, fluoxamine, and Cogentin and lorazepam. Period, no hostility or aggressive behaviors. Period, he lives in a group home. Next paragraph, I spoke to a patient's sister on phone. Patient's sister Eileen reported that patient was diagnosed with mental retardation. She stated that those days there was no diagnosis of intellectual disabilities. Later on, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia. She stated that he had compulsive repetitive talking and he would hold a conversation with someone, even nobody was around. She stated that his tone of voice will change. He has been under care of a psychiatrist, Dr. Kelwala, K-E-L-W-A-L-A. She reported that he gets agitated at times. Next paragraph, review of system general. Unable to assess eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme, allergy, unable to assess. Next paragraph, history and habits. Under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure 109 over 80, pulse 74, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor uncooperative, motor movements are normal, gait not tested, speech not much verbal, mood irritable, thought processes, periods of confusion, association not very spontaneous, thought content. No spontaneous thoughts of any harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances. Patient does talk to himself, but would not answer a question regarding auditory or visual hallucinations. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory unable to assess, attention, language poor, fundamental knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications under current medications, Abilify 30 milligram once a day, lorazepam 0.5 milligram HS, fluoxamine 50 milligram twice a day, and cogentin 0.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, schizophrenia, chronic schizophrenia unspecified F20.9. Next paragraph, number 2, under that, continue Abilify and Cogentin as prescribed. Next paragraph, number 2, obsessive compulsive disorder unspecified F42.9. Plans continue fluoxamine. Number 3, unspecified intellectual disabilities F79. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors in your concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient's sister, who's his guardian, was in agreement with continuation of current medications with the follow-up with his own psychiatrist upon discharge. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure 99305, under supplemental administrative risk management analysis, common side effects of SSRI, antipsychotics, cogentin, benzodiazepine, risk benefit statements, and decision to treat in my medical determination above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.